at 111.
All right.
Directions on how to use your radio. Find the power button. Turn it to on. Turn the knob to CKUT 90.3 FM. Relax and enjoy.
Easy Sonic Living.
Situation gegenüber.
Replace item 9. Line 85, ship left A. End instruction.
Digit.
Divit. Posio. Sim. Shest. Yat. Chapiri.
Read approved directionality on your 259er geodesica. Preparing full cycle of coordinate checks. Stand by.
Hello, 295. This is Center.
Center? Center of what?
Center of the universe.
There is no center of the universe.
Negative from that. There is a center, and we are it.
Sorry, Earth. We have Einstein up here, and he says negative to that.
Okay, good luck.
Achtung, Zentrum.
We have attained power threshold.
Got
the asteroid reading beautifully.
All directional systems focused and bracketed.
Lead the way. Perfect synchronous orbit.
Around the sun.
To attain equilibrium.
At the center of the universe.
Commander, this is Data 5 at -1.5. The existing cycle is in the same. Asteroid series and fully stabilized Saturn. Integrate all systems. Sun is blazing to space now. Data 5 out.
Tapping the power of the stars.
It would require moving 300 million tons of rock to deep space, and with absolute precision.
Imagine the risk.
Think of the energy.
Hello, Center. This is Terra Tracking Station. Stand by for integration. Atlantis confirms we are committed to Project Ceres.
Carve a solar condenser in each asteroid face.
This is phase 3.
Pack each body with microwave transmission facilities.
I don't know. I just don't know.
3 asteroids will do. Icarus, Haor, and Ceres.
Hello, Center. Stand by for integration.
This is Center. We have interlocked.
Asteroid Ceres is in our control.
Good. The beast moves.
When a sound is produced, it causes a vibration, and that pushes against the air, so you get a high pressure zone where that air squeezes up, and then a lower pressure zone. Every time that vibration happens, you get high pressure, high pressure, high pressure, high pressure, high pressure. So imagine a bunch of high pressure zones all the way across the stage, and those high pressure zones are moving like that. When they get to your eardrum, they hit your eardrum, and that causes your eardrum to vibrate. When your eardrum vibrates, it causes three little bones in your ear to vibrate because you're touching your eardrum. And those bones actually magnify the vibration until they reach the cochlea. That is an actual photograph of a cochlea inside your inner ear. All those little black, what look like hairs are nerve cells, and they respond to the different frequencies of sound. Here's the interesting thing. They respond to different frequencies. The ones near the front are the highest pitch, the 20,000 hertz, and as you go deeper and deeper and deeper inside the cochlea, they respond to lower and lower and lower frequencies. So if you hear loud sounds, or if you, as you age, it's those ones that are the high-pitched ones that get damaged first or tired out. And so that's why a lot of people, as you get older, or if you listen to a lot of loud music with earbuds, that kind of thing, you can damage especially that high-frequency sound. Here's the cool part. A lot of animals can hear outside of the zone that humans can hear. Dogs can hear 44,000 hertz, 44,000 times per second. And so they make dog whistles that humans can't hear, but dogs are able to hear. On the other end of the spectrum, elephants can hear down to 17 hertz, way below human hearing. And this is the coolest thing. They can communicate like a mile away, and scientists can hear them for a long time until they started listening to those low-frequency sounds. And believe it or not, the elephant makes the sound, it travels through the ground, and a mile away, the other elephant can actually feel that sound and hear that sound through its legs. They hear with their feet. They hear with, well, it comes through. You know what? When you think about it, people who are hearing impaired a lot of times go to discos and they feel the rhythms through their feet. So that is not unheard of. His puns are better than mine, I have to just say. I just have to say. The other one I wanted to tell you about is there are some very large whales that can hear down one cycle per second, one hertz. They can communicate with other whales that are hundreds of miles away through the water. It's absolutely amazing.
Let's record some sounds so we can compare them. 262 vibrations per second. 524 vibrations per second. And 1048 vibrations per second. The number of vibrations per second is called the frequency. High notes have more vibrations per second than low notes, each twice as much as the octave below it. Now, let's play the same note two ways. Notice the difference. The loudness of the note is related to the strength of its vibration. We call this amplitude. Frequency and amplitude are two qualities of sound.
A wave. You can calculate its height, length, and speed. You can also measure it by period, how long it takes to complete a cycle, and by frequency, how many cycles it completes in a particular amount of time. Let's go make some waves. Grab the end of a rope and give it a hard shake up and down. Nice transverse wave. What can we learn about it? Well, its frequency is the number of wave cycles that it makes in a specific amount of time. In 1 second, your rope wave completed 2 cycles. So its frequency was 2 cycles per second. Now, let's measure the period, the time it takes to complete a full wave cycle. How long did it take your rope wave to complete a cycle? If the frequency was 2 cycles in 1 second, the time of 1 cycle was half a second. You can confirm this with mathematical equations. Frequency equals 1.
The beast is in control. Confirming. Asteroid Ceres is in our control.
Good.
Alors, la bête, il y a quelque chose qui ne va pas.
You know that little clock? The one on your VCR? The one that's always blinking 12 noon. Because you never figured out how to get in there and change it. So it's always the same time. Just the way it came from the factory. Good morning. Good night. Same time tomorrow. We're in record. So here are the questions. Is time long, or is it wide? And the answers? Sometimes the answers just come in the mail. And one day you get that letter you've been waiting for forever. And everything it says is true. And then in the last line it says, burn this. And what I really want to know is this. Are things getting better? Or are they getting worse? Stop. Stop. Pause. Pause. We're in record. Because history's stories that we have remembered. And most of them never even get written down. And so when they say things like, we're gonna do this by the book, you have to ask, what book? Because it would make a big difference if it was Dostoevsky. Or just, you know, burning buildings and a fiery red sea. I remember all my lovers I remember how they held me. Edge of the world, west, west, those who came before me were in record. We put him in the ground. When my father died, it was like a whole library had burned down. Stop, stop. Shall answer one another there. And the hairy ones shall dance there. And sirens in the temples of pleasure. Speak my language.
Congratulations, Melody.
The good words are for your binary twin, too.
Yes, the beast handled itself well.
How does it feel to have the entire planet passing through your brain?
I didn't feel much, actually. Andrew?
Yeah?
I'd like to be alone with the beast for a minute.
Sure, kid. I'm going for a coffee.
Can you join me when you're finished?
Yes, that's fine.
La 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 la. Video gun washing machine.
Ye dhote, saaf karte, kapde bhi sukhate hai, but ek hi pal mein aap ho gaye tayar.
Video gun washing machine.
Video gun washing machine.
Have you ever wondered how a frog grows up? First mommy and daddy frog fall in love. Mommy frog lays eggs in a real big pile. They hatch into tadpoles after a little while.
Life cycle of a frog, you know, from a pile of eggs to a little tadpole. Life cycle of a frog, you know, from a froglet to a big froggy grows.
Then a tadpole springs forth from one of those eggs. Little guy's nothing more than a tail and head. Swimming around, learning about his habitat. And then he grows two back legs just after that.
And what happens next?
his tail's gonna go away. While he still has a tail, he's called a froglet. He can't wait to jump out of that water, I'll bet. He doesn't leave the water until his tail is gone. Like a true amphibian, soon he'll have two homes. A few weeks later, he becomes a full-grown frog. He swims and hops on the lily pads and the logs.
Life's like a lover frog, you know, from a pile of eggs to a little tadpole. Life's like a lover frog, you know, from a froglet to a big frog, you grow.
Alors, vas-tu m'expliquer ce qui ne va pas? Non? Eh bien, j'attends.
What did you think about this life cycle of the frog song?
Good.
Oh, did you learn anything about the frog?
Yeah.
So, it has different parts of its life cycle that are... first the eggs.
Mm-hmm. Then the tadpole.
Yeah.
Then the back legs.
Then it becomes a froglet. And
then after the, and after it grows front legs, and it can't get out of the water until it doesn't have a tail anymore.
Until it doesn't have its tail anymore. Then when it doesn't have a tail anymore, it can jump out of water, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
And then it's going to have two homes.
Two homes?
In the water, out of the water.
Oh, yeah. Because it's an amphibian.
Oh, excuse me. Sorry.
Hello there.
I'm the new... My name is Melody.
Well, hello. We've been expecting you.
I'm supposed to meet...
My name's Andrew.
Oh, you're Andrew.
Paul says you're very good at computer linkage.
Paul, yes. He said
you... from the east. I'm from the south myself.
Oh, yes. Paul said the food lands.
That's right.
I'm supposed to meet the bureaucrat.
Oh, you don't want to see him. Let me show you around.
But...
come. I'll show you the beast.
The beast?
Oh, the computer. I call it the beast.
Why?
Well, let's just say you'll have to be very strong to control it. Are you strong?
I'm very strong.
Good. Let me show you around.
Cutting your path,
been trained to interlock with the greatest computer man has ever made. And now I can reveal the mission Paul has been preparing you for. We're embarking on an energy project that will save our people from the misery they've known. Project Ceres involves converting asteroids to solar energy transmitters and placing them in orbits from which they can direct microwave-converted energy to Earth. You, Melody, and you, Andrew, working with this computer you so fondly call the Beast, will control the movement of these asteroids and direct the successful culmination of this project, our faith in the future, and belief in the system.
Speakers. What happens to the sound waves as they travel out of the speakers? They meet and interfere with each other. This creates an interference pattern. Stand equal distance from both speakers. What do you hear? You hear a sound louder from the combined speakers than you'd hear from either speaker alone. That's because the identical waves reach you in phase. Their peaks and troughs are aligned. They combine into one wave with the same wavelength as the individual waves, but a larger amplitude. This is known as constructive interference. Now move closer to one speaker until you hear nothing at all. You found a spot where there is destructive interference. Right here, the waves arrive to you half of a wavelength apart and are out of phase. The lows and highs cancel each other out. Next, change the tone to increase the wavelengths of the two waves. What do you notice? The interference pattern changes. When the wavelength increases, there are fewer points of constructive and destructive interference. There's more space between the loud and quiet zones. Likewise, if you change the tone to decrease wavelength, there are more regions of interference. Consider the waves all around you. How much of what you see, hear, and feel depends on wave interference?
Okay. Here I am. What do you want?
I just thought we could have a coffee.
Oh, yeah. Like hell.
Notice to all Group 5 personnel, air shipment of micro subsurface systems transfer.
There's a purpose to this meeting.
Why do you say that?
I know you. There always is.
You should be pleased with yourself. The bureaucrat had a good word from Atlantis, said to pass it on to you. Really, Melody.
Series project team.
Please.
All stations for final phase.
25 minutes, every important thought in the system passed through your brain. Well, you and the beast. All the orders from Atlantis, from Geodesica, the tracking station, all that information, and not a problem.
How do you know there wasn't a problem?
Did I miss something?
I don't know, did you?
Every indicator had the beast functioning perfectly.
Then there couldn't have been any trouble, right? I mean, you should know. You're the machine psychiatrist.
Melody, I have to know some things to do my job. I have to know what you felt during the project. I have to know how the beast felt, particularly if anything went wrong. You must tell me.
I felt as if I was out there, Andrew, in space, on that truck. Only it's like it were a sort of living thing, and I was out there with it. There was this tremendous sense of movement, acceleration, and then floating, just floating.
What else did you feel?
This living thing, Andrew. It was as if it felt, well, surprise. But then something like pain.
How long did you feel this way?
I don't know. I'm curious, though. Were those also the beast thoughts, or were they just my own illusions?
I don't recall you experiencing any similar effects in the past.
No, I've always shared the machine's thoughts. But I've never felt myself to actually be somewhere else. I always knew I was in the center, in Interlock.
Why do you think this time was different?
I don't know.
Zach and Edison, two human beings at the beginning of their life cycle, right?
When do we start our band?
Good question. But another question is, what are the stages in the human life cycle? We learned about the frog today, so the frog had...
Okay, let me tell you. First we start, like, small.
Yeah.
Medium. And again a little medium big.
Medium big.
And then grown up.
Right. So, like...
Like this.
Would you say right now you're small?
Ow.
Are you in the small category or are you in the medium small?
Here.
So, first we're babies. First we're growing in our mommy's belly.
And then we're born.
Yeah.
And then we're...
Then we're like little Edison and we're just like toddlers.
Then we're like this.
That's like a toddler?
That's a baby.
It's like crawling and learning to walk.
And this is toddler. And this
learning to talk.
And this is 5 years old.
And so what kinds of things can you do when you're 5 years old?
And this is grown up.
What can you do when you're 5 years old?
Well, a lot of things. I can go downstairs by myself without falling.
Yeah, you can take the stairs down to the basement by yourself without falling. What other kinds of things can you do that a little toddler like Edison can't do?
Well,
you can write your name.
Yeah.
What else?
And I can play the flute.
You can play the flute?
Yeah. I want that jackal piece.
In the years that follow the collapse of the world economy, the industrial nations fall into chaos, and the superpowers crumble under their own weight. The Dark Age envelops Earth again, until a new order arises from the ruins of the former civilization. The business of running the planet is conducted through a network of super-intelligent biological computers, situated in city-states throughout the world. There are no nations anymore, and no one language is common to these city-states, except the electronic words spoken between the thinking machines. All the orders passed through the system come from Atlantis, the moon base, which harbors the equation and its keepers. The equation is designed to interpret all events on Earth and guide the system toward the maintenance of planetary equilibrium. Above all, the people of the system are determined that no such ruin would ever beset Earth again.
Crossover effect, which occurs with certain individuals who are in an optimal context. Now, we're talking about subjects whose physiomagnetic cortex generations occur at the same frequency as artificial electromagnetic radiation.
Right now I have this 75.
This here is the old battery. It says it's 140 amp hours. It's just an RV. But I changed it. I've gone to 2 6 volt deep cycle golf cart batteries. These are the like I said, they're 6 volts, so I wired them up into 12 volt setup.
Bien, Herr Docteur, l'univers est-il toujours en expansion comme il se doit?
Non, l'univers rétrécit.
Vraiment? Et comment cela se fait-il?
Parce que je regarde mon passé.
Fascinant.
Regarde. Regarde, c'est le Docteur Moriarty.
Oh oui. Tu en étais amoureux?
Je n'étais qu'un enfant.
Comment elle était?
Oh, very British. Very pretty. Une sorte de gourou en son temps.
Elle a l'air gentille.
J'étais surtout amoureux de son intelligence.
Ça ne me surprend pas. Ton cerveau ne communique jamais avec ton corps.
Oh, nous vivons dans une coexistence satisfaisante.
Vas-y. Fais jouer la cassette. Vas-y, ça m'intéresse.
Well, yes, the brain, in a sense, becomes like a receiver.
But you said this hadn't anything to do with telepathy.
No, not telepathic towards normal broadcast signals. That's causal. However, once the effect is manifest, well, then the brain is open to other kinds of input.
What does that mean, other kinds of input?
It's an idea that belongs to the past.
Good morning, Andrew.
Oh, good morning, mellow friend.
Comment vas-tu, aujourd'hui?
I'm fine, Andrew. How are you?
Okay. How's the beast feeling?
It's happy, Andrew.
Relax.
The triangle of asteroid-based solar collector converters will assure that the two convergent beams of microwave energy will be pointed to Earth at all times. Of the three asteroids converted to this purpose, Icarus, Halo, and Ceres, the first two are in their new orbits. Ceres, the third and final component in the project, is presently in transport towards its intended new orbit.
Melody?
Melody?
Melody? Melody?
Andrew, what was that?
I read a power surge. We've melted circuits, so the beast is operating on backup.
Where did the power come from?
You tell me. I'm initiating a principal function test.
Melody? Andrew? Do you hear me?
Yes, bureaucrat, yes, we hear you.
We had a total breakdown for some seconds. What is the reason?
It's too early to tell the extent of the breakdown. The beast is on backup.
We were out of touch with every center on the planet, including Atlantis.
We'll let you know, sir.
This is important.
You are now listening and tuned in to Space Plane on CKUT 90.3 on 2 a.m. And we're doing this like we know we be.
I'll just say this, I'm gonna be brief, you know, but for me, I'll say what I've been doing is, of course, researching.
Me too.
A lot more. And I've been studying a lot of language in relationship to algorithms, which led me into getting into the dark web over the past 2 or 3 years. And getting into some trading and things of that nature. But what happened to me in the course of that was that they pushed me back into Area 51. And when I say me, I'm talking about the whole grid that I live in, or my whole locale or region. I had kind of built up what I would call an astral pyramid that I've been kind of teaching you guys about for the past couple of years. And then even turning that into a Bell's Only Chamber.